It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Philadelphia Orchestra has added two women to its conducting staff. Irina Yashima has been appointed the orchestra's assistant conductor, and Lena Gonzalez-Granados is conducting fellow. Both are 32 years old, both trained as pianists as well as conductors, and both take up their posts in September. Yashima was born, raised, and schooled in Germany and has spent the last three seasons as the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's Schulte conducting apprentice. She expects to be in Philadelphia 30 weeks next season with exact duties to develop over time. "It's very exciting for me to work with Yannick Nézet-Séguin," she said. "I think he's one of the most interesting and talented conductors of his generation." Gonzalez-Granados is based in Boston and earned a master's degree in conducting and a graduate diploma in choral conducting from the New England Conservatory. She served as assistant conductor for the Chicago Symphony at Ravinia and cover conductor for the Nashville Symphony. Her Philadelphia Orchestra commitment will bring her to town 10 weeks next season while she simultaneously serves as a conducting fellow with the Seattle Symphony. Born in Cali, Colombia, she's an advocate for Latin American composers and is the founder of the Boston Chamber Orchestra Unitas Ensemble. "Having two women on the staff is really important for me," she said. "And as a Latin American, it really makes an impact, not only for me, but for the people who come after me and are dreaming of an opportunity like this." Queen Liliuokalani was the last monarch of the Hawaiian Islands, but she was also a prolific composer. Taught by missionaries, she was a talented singer with perfect pitch and was proficient in playing guitar, piano, and organ. The Queen's Songbook, published in 2014, is the first authoritative published compilation of her works and provides insight not only into the history of the Hawaiian Islands, but also the personality of the Queen herself. The sense of aloha, the traditional Hawaiian greeting that encompasses love, compassion, and peace, led Liliuokalani and her followers to use her music to protest the annexation of Hawaii by sharing its culture with the world. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you check out The Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 most wanted classical works every weekday at noon. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of the Maricopa Community Colleges and Arizona State University.